Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
Adelaide forward Josh Jenkins is going to play his 100th AFL game this Friday night when the Crows take on the Cats at Simmons Stadium. Live at 11:16 SEN with Rodney Eade and special guest in the SEN Superbox here is going to be a rocket. Of course it is. Now, Josh Jenkins, Adelaide forward, joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Josh.
Afternoon.
Hey, 100th match this Friday night, but I know the NBA Finals might take some of your time. Where's the priority this week?
Oh, well, fortunately, I'll get both in, boys. I'll get to watch the game from the hotel Friday morning and then at some stage switch your attention across to the big game.
Is that your passion? Is it the NBA or the NFL?
Oh, the NBA as a youngster, but I've certainly blown the Essendon boys getting me cotton onto the NFL. I'm certainly right into the NFL now.
Josh, you're a late starter into the game. So 100 games, is it something pretty special for you?
Yeah, it is, Moons, because, you know, when I was at Essendon, I just wanted to play one game because I thought, you know, I didn't have a regular background, football background, and at no stage did I ever think I'd get onto an AFL list. So I just wanted to play one game because I thought no one can ever take that away from me. And as you, you know, play a few games and a few years, you start to think it'd be great to play 100 games and get your name in the locker, and whatever else happens from there is a bonus, but you're always associated with that club.
How many have you got now at Adelaide?
All 99.
No, it is 99.
It is, yeah. It never got to, hence why I probably left Ox. I never gave me a game.
Well, you only got it. Well, next week you become father-son compliant, which is...
Exactly, yeah.
Do players still look at that as something really important?
Oh, it's so far, I'm not even engaged yet, so it's so far away that you're probably not something you look into, but, you know, that if that were to happen, that would be a magnificent thrill, I'm sure. You know, guys that watch their sons play for the football club that they used to play for, I'm sure that'd be a great thrill.
Josh, your club went on such an amazing run for that first 5 weeks. Was it 6 weeks or five? But then you got smashed by North Melbourne down in Tassie, and then you got beaten by the D's. And then you come back and you're back in some really good form. Do you feel like that's, you know, the club's got its groove back?
Yeah, I think so. It's really difficult to, you know, us a bit like Geelong, who we faced on Friday night, copped an enormous amount of heat for dropping games. And yeah, look, we played quite poorly and lost some games that we were expected to win. But you need to, sometimes I think we forget that there's an opposition out there as well, and they come with a plan and they're AFL players as well, and you know, credit to North and the Demons, and they played super footy against us. But they're both very capable teams, and you only need to be off by, you know, an inch, and you get shown up, and that's what happened. And I think that'll continue to happen all year. So to answer your question, we do feel like, particularly on the weekend, the Brisbane game was probably a half of good footy, but the Fremantle game was probably a really strong four-quarter performance, as good as we've put forth all year.
Josh, the deliberate rush behind, it's something that a lot of players still don't fully understand, and we've seen anomalies all the way through. We saw the Jaden Short one on the weekend. As a forward, are you learning techniques on guarding that player who's going towards goal to actually hold
up?
Yeah, just to back up and hold off to ensure that player, you know, if he's gonna rush it through, he's going to be pinged, or you're going to make him actually make the play?
Yeah, that's probably where that some of the grayness comes into it is forwards are now are smart enough to, you know, you stop, which is probably not a great look and a thing that we want players to do in our game. We don't want guys to not try to win the ball, but you're almost better off as a forward to ease off on the pressure and not try and tackle and harass, because that gives the guy the opportunity to rush to behind. So it is a tricky one. I think there's certainly some aspects of it that need to be tidied up so that we don't have so much confusion around it.
Josh, important game, obviously, this Friday, taking on the Cats at Simmons Stadium. Different dimension ground, very narrow wings. Does the club go as far as most clubs would do to actually train on a ground dimensions, or just get the witch's hats out and make sure everyone's basically playing accustomed to their spot, accustomed to a different ground? Thanks, Moons.
Yeah, a little bit. You don't spend too much time on it. It's not that dissimilar to Adelaide Oval, so for us, it's not outrageously different. It's certainly a lot thinner, and you do notice that. You only got to look at where the logos are painted, and they almost reach the boundary line there. So it's a little bit different, but there's not too much, you've got to worry about if you understand it. You play the game. Well, if we play the game we want to, then the ground should be the least of our worries. I think the 22 Geelong players are going to be give us more to deal with than the ground will.
Josh, Margo touched on it before that you love your NFL and all those type of things. And every time trade period is in, I see you on Twitter, always talking about it. With an AFL and the way that players are moving now, do you think it's only going to get bigger? I mean, Peter Gordon only just said on radio, I think on Sunday, that he thinks there's going to be a player movement revolution coming into the near future.
Yeah, I think so. And I believe I'm not 100% sure, but I believe in one of the upcoming drafts, whether it's this one or the next one, that they're doing the live trading of picks. So that will certainly stir things up. We saw it in the NFL draft just gone, where Chicago jumped up out of nowhere and traded from, I think they traded from pick 3 to pick 2 just to get the guy they wanted. So, if we start to see that in the AFL, it's certainly going to shake things up on draft night and add to the entertainment, because the NFL draft's probably one of the great TV spectacles of the year. And then in terms of the player movement, I think, and we're seeing it already, so much speculation about young guys in particular wanting to move early in their career. It's probably not something I love. It's easy for me to say that because I'm not in that situation, but I'd love to see young players spend, maybe a mandatory 3 or 4 years at the club and then get the opportunity to move.
Hey, Josh, we all want to see Sloane and Dangerfield go head-to-head. Can you make that happen for us, please? Can you just have a word to the coaches? It would be a special for us.
I think they will ensure it happens. Those two boys are great mates, but we all know how strong the competitors they are. So I dare say that they will butt heads probably literally at some stage on Friday night. So I think Joel Selwood would look to throw his hard head in there as well. So
who's got the harder head out of the two of them?
That's a good question. Paddy's got figuratively a hard head because he's silly. But in terms of the pure toughness, I'm not sure that's a contest I'd like to get involved in.
Joshy, thanks for coming on, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Appreciate it. Good luck with your 100th game. And thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Good on you, Josh Jenkins. Josh. There, Adelaide forward.
I thought he played more. I thought he played more at the Bombers than just.
No, it was the whole thing was when he left and started to become a great player at Adelaide. It was like, oh, what if Essendon let go here?
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 11:16 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone, and enter shipping.